AP News, I'm Mike Hempen. A Kuwaiti oil refinery has come under Iranian drone attack, and sirens in Israel have warned of incoming fire. Meanwhile, explosions have boomed over Tehran from Israeli strikes as the country marked the Persian New Year. As the war nears the end of its third week, Iran is showing no signs of letting up in its attacks on Gulf region energy structures. Kuwait says two waves of drone strikes at one of its oil refineries sparked a fire, and crews have been working to control the blaze. Asian shares have mostly been lower following losses on Wall Street, and oil prices have fallen to around $108 a barrel. They briefly surged to about $119 a barrel on Thursday. The war in Iran has sent oil and gas prices soaring. Sandra Long filled up at a station in Dallas, saying she's feeling the pain at the pump.
Before the gas prices went up, I could fill my car up for like $30, $35. Now it's costing me right at 60.
A teenage migrant has died in a Florida jail holding ICE detainees.
19-year-old Royer Perez Jimenez is the second person known to have died in Immigration and Customs Enforcement custody this week. An official cause of death is under investigation, but ICE says the Mexican migrant died of presumed suicide. He was being held at the Glades County Detention Center in Florida, a facility the Biden administration shut down and the Trump administration reopened. An AP count finds Perez Jimenez's death is the 46th reported under ICE custody since the start of President Trump's second term. He is the youngest. I'm Ben Thomas.
This is AP News. Abnormal heat on the last day of winter has set records in the U.S. Southwest. The Arizona desert community of Martinez Lake hit 110 degrees Thursday. It broke the record for highest March temperature recorded in the U.S. The blistering heat comes as forecasters warned that winter heat across the Southwest will continue into the weekend. The AP's Haya Pinjwani reports on the canceled season of a popular show set to premiere this weekend.
ABC has canceled its season of The Bachelorette with Taylor Frankie Paul. The network said it's canceled its already filmed season of The Bachelorette after a 2023 video surfaced of an altercation involving Paul and her ex, Dakota Mortensen. Disney Entertainment Television said it was focused on supporting the family. The network made the move just days before the Sunday premiere. Police in Utah told People magazine an investigation is opened and allegations run both ways. Unlike previous leads, the 31-year-old had not appeared on the Bachelor franchise before. I'm Haya Pinjwani.
I'm Mike Hempen, AP News.